So Maya, why don't you tell us a little bit about this film and how the issues of climate change and refugees are related?
The film is called Footsteps on the Wind, and as the title indicates, it's about how we mark our planet and the steps that we take along our journeys. And it's on the wind because we all affect our lives, both from a climate point of view as individuals, but also related to the refugee story and how they walk aimlessly, finding a new home. The refugees that are very core to the central story of the film are refugees because of climate change, but also because of conflict, because of poverty. There's many reasons why you'd be displaced. And the song was written by Sting in 2016 in reaction to the Syrian crisis and seeing kids washed up on the shore. We've all seen these images that are quite shocking. And, he's also very involved with the climate discussion. And it was really important to us to make sure that it addresses all kinds of displacement and refugees in that sense.
Now, Maya, leaving home can be quite a traumatic experience. For whatever reason, if you're forced out of your home, whether you're an adult or a child, but more so, I believe, as a child, that can be quite traumatic. Why did you choose to explore this topic through the eyes of children?
Well, first of all, for your first point about children, it was really important to tell the story from a child's point of view because there are so many unaccompanied children in the world that people don't talk about. In Calais, when some of the camps shut down, vans come up and children disappear. Children also lose education, they lose opportunities through these journeys, and whether they're accompanied or unaccompanied, it's important to tell that story from their point of view. And animation came in because it was a way of accessing the emotion side of the journey rather than the factual and newsy side of the story that we all see. Like we see reports on the evening news, and the idea with this film was in a bite-sized 7 minutes to access the emotional aspects of the journey and how your life can be shattered from a happy home. Usually you would never leave your home willingly. It's something that pushes you away to leave the home. And then the earthquake at the beginning is very much a metaphor for anything that shakes up your life. And animation was a way to access the emotions and access them in a beautiful way and in a way that was artistic, because art has a way of accessing emotion in a very quick way, because we don't have a lot of time to tell the story. It's a big responsibility that we felt as a team to tell the story of 8 million people who are refugees on the planet at the moment, and how do you encompass that into one story that's 7 minutes? And these two children, a little boy and a little girl, who represent a little bit this whole population. We researched the story from, what we found, but also, I have a background of refugees in my family, but we did a lot of research of what's happening today, but also did workshops with refugees themselves in London and in the US. And when we worked with them, we realized that the stories that they were telling us were traumatic and terrible, but when we asked them to draw their experiences, they used a lot of color and a lot of beauty in the way that they talked about their stories, and a lot of metaphors when it came to, a panda and a bird that's going to fly over.
For those who haven't watched it yet, the legendary Sting provides, I guess, a soundtrack to the movie. How did you get Sting to be involved, and what's the love of his involvement in this project?
Well, Sting wrote the song, and when I heard it, I asked him, "Would you donate the song to us for us to make this film? I've been wanting to make a film about refugees for a while." And he said, "Yeah, go for it. We're really happy for the song to be used." And Sting is someone who does a lot of things from the heart. And when he wrote the song, I happened to be around, when he was in his studio, and he, he was wondering about how to pronounce the word. He was trying different ways of saying the word inshallah. There's a big responsibility. This is a big word in Arabic, and because I speak Arabic, it was nice to listen in on it. And he pronounced it so beautifully in his own way, and he was really sensitive about how it would be perceived. Can anyone own this word? Does it certain only the Arabic speaking countries own this word, or can anyone own it? And
He was worried about being labeled as a cultural appropriator.
And I was really touched by that because I thought that was really sensitive to even
Absolutely.
wonder about that.
We're quite sensitive. Many people have these blind spots towards that type of,
Yeah,